One second, Frederick. Sorry. Okay. Share. Oops, 13. There we go. And you want me to read it?
Yeah.
All right. We propose ballot proposal 13. We propose that within 3 years, the adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, ACA, World Service Organization, WSO, will implement knowledge-based decision-making, KBDM, at the level of the Board of Trustees, WSO committees, and the conference. I'm sorry, level of the Board of Trustees, WSO committees, and the conference. WSO will create educational materials to assist the rollout of KBDM for potential use by meetings, intergroups, and regions.
Thank you.
I have a slide that talks about, that shows the...
We could wait. We could wait with that.
Okay.
So now there is time for delegates from the group that submitted or one of the groups this proposal to have 3 minutes. They will be made, you will be made co-host. And if you have the slides, you could show them. And please do not chat to that person. So is there a person who wants to speak for this proposal from... Please raise your hand then. I will give it 10 more seconds. If okay, then we go into discussion. And delegates may speak only once during this discussion. If you need extra time, because English is your second language or another reason, you could get 90 seconds. So we have 20 to 30 minutes in total, and we will try to not cut you off in mid-sentence. Please don't repeat points already made. So... now we will have 1 minute of silence before you can raise your... So please lower your hands. Now we will have 1 minute of silence before you can raise your digital hand to speak. And please remember to be respectful in your comments. Erin, do you take time?
Got it.
And when Aaron tells, you could start raising your hands.
That is time.
Okay. And then let's see. First is Can 332 Lynn F.
Hi, Lynn F. from Can 332 Scarborough, representing the Scarborough ACA adult child. Our group thought that this was a good idea, but before implementing it fully, we felt that it should be run as a pilot first and then get the results of what that pilot looked like, and then the membership help decide, or even at the ABC, next ABC conference, decide on whether or not a full program should be implemented or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Then is IA Marsha.
And whether we have enough information about KBDM as a group to decide whether this should be applied to the whole organization and when it will be used and when it will not be used. Will it be used all the time? How we are going to educate everybody to be able to use it. I think a study of this and a presentation to the groups would be good before we were voting on this at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is TX131, Denise.
Hi. I'm very much for this proposal, and KBDM is a rational and intelligent way to make important decisions. It's factual rather than emotional decision making. And in order to make informed decisions and to prioritize, we need to know all the facts around an issue, the true cost of each decision in terms of money, the amount of volunteer time needed, and the number of volunteers available to do the work in order to know if it's a viable option. And in the same way, I have to make my household budget based on reality of how much money comes in and what are my fixed expenses. If my wants get funded before my fixed expenses, my budget will fail and I'm going to be in crisis mode, being unable to meet my essential rent, food, and utility. So to me, knowledge base, it just makes sense. It just is smart. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is THRA0010, Brian.
I'm Brian. I'm a child of an alcoholic. Respectfully say this is old technology. This is a solution that's no longer out in the market or being sold actively. And there's just not enough justification in doing this. There needs to be a lot more that's discussion stuff. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Next is CA2A18, Marcus.
Marcus Holder, covering adult child. I'm in favor of the number two, putting this for study and brought back to the next ABC. I don't think there's enough knowledge on this. I went to four meetings on the proposals. All the meetings, people said, this sounds like a good idea. I don't know what it is. I don't think there's enough knowledge on this. We need knowledge-based decision-making on this proposal. That means take it, study it for the next year, and bring it back to the ABC next year.
Thank you. Now it is Web0188, Abraham.
Abraham here, adult child. I'm not in favor of this because, as has already been stated, there's already an abundance of committees that lack the service needed to adequately staff them. And this is my first year as a delegate, and I already feel a lot of times I'm swimming in alphabet soup. So throwing another acronym on top of this doesn't seem, I feel we've got bigger fish to fry. And I'll admit a little bit of bias, given that this particular point of interest was sort of used as a, I felt bludgeoned with it over the first couple days of it constantly being brought up, which makes me a little averse and leery of the entire process. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Then we go to CT087, Joseph.
Yes, hi. This is Joseph C, adult child, representing the North Guildford meeting. 087. With all due respect to those who proposed the groups or individuals who proposed it, I feel that there must be, or there could be, other technologies or other ways of achieving the same end beyond just knowledge management. And so I would say be more in favor of a broader study to look at all possible solutions to the problem that the group is seeking to address. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Region two, Carol.
Yeah, hi, I'm Pam. Well, this is technology. It comes to us from another 12-step program. I'm not sure it's necessary. I think it just screams to me that it's a governing situation. I think in a meeting, people should be able to vote like they know how to vote and have a little respect for their own abilities. You know, whether they like something or don't like something, I think as far as decision making, whether we pass things or don't pass them, we do get the background knowledge. We do get the information, or we go get it and put it and table the proposal. This just screams to me of governance. Thank you.
Thank you. Next one is VA. 092, Charlie.
Thank you. I am with the people who basically say either table it or study it. There was an attempt to demonstrate this over the last year and a half, and the sponsor of this particular proposal never really took it forward, so we didn't have a chance to see if it would work or not. I have checked the Al-Anon service manual, which references knowledge-based decision-making, and they say it's one of a number of decision-making tools they have. So if rather than lock us into something which I think is quite unproven in our fellowship, I think it's a much better course to perhaps study it for a year, come back and realize, figure out where it is and is not a good fit for us. Thanks.
Thank you. Next up is CA 959, Brad.
Hey, I'm Brad, adult child from CA 959. You know, I've done a little bit of homework on KBDM, but I was kind of looking forward to coming today to hear more about it. That didn't happen. So at a minimum, I can't vote to enact something that has not had a good explanation. So I'm really, do we study something like this or not do it at all? Those are my sort of places right now. So I just wanted to share my thoughts where I was at.
Thank you. Next up is Web0721, Claire.
Hi there. Look, I didn't want to admit that I didn't know what it was. So I went back and had a look at the original ballot proposal. And other than it wanting to support open communication between leadership and membership, the transparency game, you know, which I think our traditions and concepts help us do, I don't actually know what else it is. So I think that I'll be voting against it. There's no example in there, so I can't even get a sense of what we're talking about. It means well, but I don't think it's got substance. Pass.
Thank you. Tell 0341, Kel.
Thank you. So after last year's ABC, when the same idea was presented in a motion, I think the author sort of formed a group on Slack, and I joined that group to find out more about it. And we sort of went through a 6-month sort of explanation, and we took sort of a mock issue, and we sort of went through it. While I love the idea of knowledge-based decision-making, I do have a concern about the time that it takes, which isn't a bad thing to take time, but I feel like there's so much confusion around how this would be implemented. I don't see that this just being a proposal, just being implemented and passed would work. In my experience at the Board of Trustees and WSO, there needs to be a lot more organization already set in place for it to be effective and successful. So if it were to pass, it would definitely seem to me that there would need to be a study first.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. DC008, Josh.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, great. I think one of the, in looking into KBDM and how it's applied in Al-Anon, and there's some links about that I can share in the Slack channel, just, what is this? And one of the base ideas, as I understand it, is to say, how do we make an informed decision? Right? That's like, and not just like rush to a conclusion or get into a head-in-head and say like, who's going to win here? Now, how do we approach this in a way of we have good information? I think applying that principle to this very decision would make a lot of sense. I hear a lot of people saying, I'm not sure what KBDM looks like. And so I would say, in the spirit of KBDM, maybe we should get some more information before coming to a decision. So I guess that leads me to be in a position of more in favor of further study. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Web 0515, Patty.
Hey, all. I'm Patty, ACA. Am I allowed to ask a question to the person, the group that's proposed it?
Wasn't anyone speaking for the proposal, so I think
okay,
it would be
so
hard.
I'll just frame my comment in the terms of a question. I don't understand at what point. I understand the necessity of discussion, as is as many people as possible. Minority voices can be heard. The basic ideas, the foundation of the ideas that are being decided, are understood clearly. Very clearly. However, I'm curious as to at what point in discussion does the research and discussion end? At what point would a group, say a meeting, come to the understanding that we are now ready to vote? If I just see the possibility of
that's time.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a little bit time left if there are anyone who haven't spoken yet. Yeah. NGA 136, Lisa.
He was unmuted and then muted again.
Yep, there it is. Thanks. A lot of times when something like this comes up, the question in my mind is this in response to something? Is there a perceived need? Is there an assumption that decisions being made aren't knowledge-based? And so a background of what brought this about, I would also find helpful, because I too do not have information about this. And it sounds good on the surface, but there's an implication that we're making non-knowledge-based decisions, and that's what I don't understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is CT11112, Christine.
Hi, Christine, adult child, Connecticut in the U.S. For me, it's always useful to look at an example and to see perhaps what the alleged deficiencies are in our current decision-making process. So what I'm going to put forth, what I'm thinking about, is the decision to raise the prices on the Big Red Book. And I know that members were surveyed, and the topic was discussed at the monthly teleconference. And so what would be helpful for me is to know what the proponents of knowledge-based decision-making would say that process of decision-making did wrong. What was deficient in that process? Because as far as I can see, We did get information. We got information from our pricing. We got information from statistics about what was going on with other literature. And I felt that there was a robust discussion on the topic. So if for me, again, an example would be very useful. Thanks.
Thanks. There are 3 minutes left, approximately. If there is anyone who not have spoken yet, who wants to say something? Okay, then we move on. And now we will do a poll, and maybe now it's time to show the slide, camera, of the four different choices.
Okay, I'm on my way.
And it is in binder of page 23.
So I'm going to slide.
Okay. So would you read it, Tamara?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The proposal. The proposal or the options? Or both? I'll read both. We propose that within 3 years, the adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families, ACA, World Service Organization, WSO, will implement knowledge-based decision-making, KBDM, at the level of the Board of Trustees, WSO committees, and the conference. WSO will create educational materials to assist the rollout of KBDM for potential use by meetings, intergroups, and regions.
Thank you.
Okay, you don't want me to read the options?
Yeah, I could go on from here. And okay. The four choices is, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at ABC. B, more information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to future ABC. C, I would like a motion to be crafted to delegate this matter to the ACA World Service Board for assessment and possible action that could be taken before the next ABC. And D, I do not support the ballot proposal in any form. And if A, B, or C get 60% more, we move it to crafting a motion. So we have to start the poll. Brad, is that you going to do that?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to start the poll. One thing that hasn't been said is how long we have for you want me to run the poll for.
Okay.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, starting now. Aaron, are you timing the 2 minutes or am I? Thank you.
I have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, if your poll doesn't show up, refresh your page. Once you choose your choice, hit continue, then hit submit, then next vote.
How do you refresh the page?
It's in your web browser. Just hit your refresh button.
Fifteen seconds left. Okay, that's time.
Thank you, Erin. And we will wait for the result. If you could share the result, Brad, when it's done. Could you make, yeah, thank you. And I, could you read a result, Brad?
Sorry, that was me being muted. We do not have 60%, but I do not support the ballot proposal in any form, was the largest getter at 48.9%.
And we did have quorum.
And we did have quorum.
Thank you. Then we go on to the next poll. If no option received at least 60% in the initial poll, which means the poll we did just now, a second poll will be taken with the top two options plus D. So it will be the top two.
Since D was the top two options, it's the top two options, and if D isn't part of that top two, then it includes D. But because D is, we're doing. Could we get a point of order on that, maybe, Charlie?
So I think that the. Can you show the results again, Brad? Is that possible?
It says in the notes that it's dropped. Should I read that part?
Say that again.
Our notes say it gets dropped. I can read it if you want. If A, B, or C get 60% or more, it moves to crafting a motion. If D, which is don't support, gets 60% or more, the proposal is dropped. I suppose it hasn't reached quorum.
But it doesn't. I would suggest, we don't have any rule that covers this particular situation, but I would suggest that since the number of votes for each of the, for A and C are so small, that it be just the B and D in the runoff.
Mary Jo, or were you going to say something or? Before
yeah,
I make
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo raised her hand. Yeah.
Thank you. We had talked about if something got less than 10%, and I'm not sure if that's where this is where that happens, but that actually happens in the crafting a motion. But I think it applies here because A and C had so few votes that doing a runoff between B and D is appropriate.
I suggest
we do a show of hands with the delegates to see if they're in favor of that.
Yeah. So choosing B and D in the next poll. Greg.
That seems to be.
I'm not.
38.
Okay.
36. Yeah. So.
That's certainly, hang on a second. Let me verify, but I believe that that's more than 60%.
37 now. 38. 39, 40.
That's 80%. We're good. No, yeah. I'd suggest that that's what we do.
Okay, give me like 60 seconds and it'll be done.
So we will soon get into poll number two, and that is option B and D that says, more information is needed. I prefer motion to be crafted to initiate in an in-depth study that will report to future ABC, and D, I do not support the ballot proposal in 94. So, Brad, when you're ready. and 2 minutes.
Okay, the vote is started.
Charlotte, point of order.
This actually is a point of order. As a delegate, I got kicked out, had to re-sign in, and it's now saying my password is not good. So as of now, I've been, I can't vote. So if others are experiencing that, perhaps we can ask for a show of hands, but that, I believe, affects the process.
Greg, you're muted.
Hey, it works, my new headset. Yeah, could we take care of that before we finalize a vote on this, please? Perhaps we need to vote again.
If there are, I see four more hands, is that the same problem you had? Otherwise, please take down your hands.
Yep. So if you're having...
I'm getting other messages to that effect as a point of order.
Okay. So if you're having that problem, what you want to do is just close the tab on Election Buddy. Go ahead and type in use the same link from your email. Go ahead and copy the access key from there, and then put in your password from your email too, and it should be there for you.
Those who've raised their hands, I'll do a point of order here. Lower your hands and then re-raise your hand if that did not resolve your problem.
Let Claire speak to that, Brad, so you maybe could answer or help her.
Sure.
Yeah, Claire, are you still having a problem after doing what
Absolutely. Brad? I've done it 4 or 5 times. It's very frustrating here. So I've logged in, logged out, gone back to the email, got the link. It's just not doing anything. Do you want me to shut down my computer and log back in?
No, what I would do is just close your browser, open your browser again. And
what, the whole Chrome? The whole thing?
Just Chrome. Click. Just Chrome.
Just exit Google Chrome.
Just exit Google Chrome. Open Chrome again. Then click the link from your email. And then just make sure you're copying exactly your access key and your password from your email.
Okay, I have stopped timing at this point, so.
Yep, that's right out.
Do I find the election body email again?
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't want me to click on the link? You want me to do what?
Just click on the election body link from the email.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing.
And then I want you to make sure that you copy and paste directly from the email, the access key, and your password.
Well, I don't need to do that because it goes straight into the thing.
That's the problem. Now, that's the
now
problem.
Now it's come up proposal 13, second go. So now it's
okay.
There.
So you're good. Okay, good. So you're all set. Okay. Once you lower your hand, I can lower it for you. Let's do. What do you think? Another 30 seconds or something? 45 yeah. seconds, and then we'll continue.
Yes.
That's time.
Sorry, that's me being muted. Let's go ahead and I will share the results. Okay, and so we have, I do not support the proposal in any form, is at 60%.
And it should be obvious we do have quorum.
Oh yeah, we're above quorum actually. So.
Right, yep.
Okay, then this proposal is dropped and we will now what? Did you say anything, Greg? Okay. We are very much ahead of the schedule. So what